And we're going to jump on to the Settlers Best Credit Union studio line now, where we are joined by Summer Schwartz. She is the assistant director of the home base program for the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley. And first off, my thanks to Summer for joining us today. And we're going to talk about home base, rallying around communities and unseen populations. So if you could just give us some idea, first off, of what Youth on the Move is.
Yeah, so Youth on the Move is an awareness campaign that home base started in 2019. The whole point of the campaign is to just spread awareness in our community about runaway and homeless youth.
And then what exactly is home base and how does it tie in with the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley?
Yeah, so home base, we are a program of the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley. We are a runaway and homeless youth program. We serve Outagamie, Winnebago, Calumet, and Brown counties. And we work with youth and families ages 12 to 21 that are experiencing homelessness, running, transients. We offer case management, basic needs, all sorts of things like that to help them, you know, get to the places that they need to be so that they can be independent and do adulting, as we say.
And what is going to be the very public symbol that people are going to see around the area here this month?
Yeah, so that would be the green footprint. Those are displayed on over 120 locations over the entire Fox Valley, whether it's schools, businesses, nonprofits. They signalize that when youth walk, it's not alone, but beside their community. And all of those places have agreed to, you know, support the event and show support towards this population.
One thing you note here is that the green footprints also are to signify a safe space for youth in the community. So what defines a safe space for a child that is either a runaway or is homeless?
Yeah, so it can look a various different ways, whether that is a place that is willing to have youth come in and sit there and just have a warm place to hang out. It can look like them being able to walk into that place, scan the QR code that's next to the footprints, and learn more about how they can get connected to a home-based staff member. It can also look like somebody who is there that they can walk up to and talk to directly about how to get connected to home base or a shelter in the area.
Can you give us some idea of how many kids may be facing homelessness and how many maybe runaways and just living on the street?
Yeah, so in the Appleton Area School District in 2020, the 22 to 23 school year, there were 503 identified homeless youth, and that is across elementary, middle school, and high school. That can look, it varies by different years. Home base, the number that we serve as for case management can vary between 50 and 60 youth per year.
We're talking with Summer Schwartz, assistant director of the home base program for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Fox Valley here on your news now. And I see that the city of Appleton will be doing a couple of things special this week as well.
Yes. So if you're walking downtown and past Houdini Plaza or head into Jones Park, they are lit up green actually for the entire month. And then also the Appleton Police Department will be lit up green as well.
All right. And tell me about the wellness fair that's going to be going on this week.
Yeah. So this Thursday, we are hosting a wellness fair that is going to be at Akoka Coffee, which is downtown Appleton. It's from 5:30 to 7. You can show up. It's open. It's free to the entire community. There will be over 20 community partners, free food and drink, raffle basket prizes. And then the mayor of Appleton, Jake Woodford, is actually going to be there to read the proclamation about Runaway and Homeless Youth Awareness Month and the footprints and just home base and what we're doing this month. So it's open for anybody who wants to learn more about the resources in our community, anybody who wants to learn more about the month, or just, you know, get a good networking opportunity to talk to tons of community organizations.
You gave us some numbers before. Are those on the rise? Are they fairly flat, or are we seeing some decline in terms of youth homelessness?
Yeah, so looking at the numbers from the past years, it has gone up. Every year we kind of see it increase a little bit. But I believe, like, when we were in COVID, a lot of families and youth weren't coming forward. They weren't at school, so they weren't reporting as much. I think we're just kind of on the back end of that now, where families and youth are starting to come forward more. They're more connected versus when they were in 2020. So we're seeing that number increase recently, but I think it's just because, you know, youth are, they're talking, they're hearing about us, they're talking to people at school, and more are coming forward.
Beyond just the home-based program and Youth on the Move, what are some steps the community could take to help reduce the youth homelessness issue?
Yeah, I think it's just a big piece of it is awareness. Just realize there's a lot of not in my backyard when it comes to this population and just homelessness in general. So I think it's a lot of just, you know, recognizing that there are people in our community that are facing this and, you know, doing what we can to get them connected to resources and not being judgmental and just giving them a safe place to, you know, whether that's to sit, to talk to, whatever it is, just, you know, being understanding and there for these people.
How can we become involved in this as maybe community partners and then also as someone who is facing this situation and is looking for some support?
Yeah, so putting the green footprints is a great way for community partners to just, you know, be that person. And then if you're a youth that is needing support, Homebase has a 24-hour hotline that is text and calling. It's 365 days a year. Youth that are experiencing homelessness, running, you know, maybe they've gotten kicked out, all of the above, they can reach out to that hotline. The phone number is 920-731-0557. You can get directly connected to Homebase staff, and we can help kind of figure out what the next step for you could be.
Summer, I appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.